I've always said, the Met is not free of racism or discrimination or bias. What I say is, we've come a very long way in the last 20 years, and even behind that, there's further to go.
So you accept that there are individual racists or cases of racism, but what you deny is institutional racism, the idea that there is structural racism in the force and in the way you police. And that is at odds with what every other organisation in the world, it seems, has done since George Floyd, which is to look at itself and say, yes, we've got problems. Why are you going in the other way? You seem to be in denial.
So we have zero tolerance of racist behaviour within the Met. Just last week, somebody was sacked for racist conduct. And everybody knows that that is the case. We embraced, if you like, the challenge that was set to us 20 years ago by Sir William McPherson in the Stephen Lawrence Inquiry, in which he came up with a definition of institutional racism. I was the person charged with implementing the recommendations, and I'm very proud of what we did. I think we've come a very, very, very long way. I'm not in denial. What I want to do is work with people on the things that still cause concern, the things that are of concern to, for example, some of my Black, Asian and minority ethnic staff, or some of people in our communities.